All right. Here we go.
I am so lost.
Here we go. Why are you lost?
I don't know. Why don't you have headphones on?
I have headphones? This is my first time, all right?
I'm so lost.
I feel like this is such an appropriate solo episode with you.
My sweatpants are really riding up.
I just want to like tickle you so bad.
You tried in the car.
Because that's how I wake you up.
Why?
It's like a jolt of electricity. This episode's really appropriate to shoot solo. And I planned, do you know why?
No. I come so unprepared.
I didn't plan this. We didn't have a guest, so we have to shoot it solo. No, but it's episode 17. I don't know. I thought that would be a little more fun.
Oh.
It's our 17th episode. Mm. Happy anniversary. I'm losing my mind.
We're 17 episodes in, and I'm already like, why don't you do a solo episode with you and a guest? Is that bad?
For real?
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's bad. Don't tell a viewer that. They need to think that you
love this. I don't know. I just feel like they hate me sometimes.
What? You're the star.
No. It's the Roman Atwood podcast.
Yeah, I had nothing else to call it. Mm-hmm. All of our other stuff has been Roman Atwood. I wanted to call it something cool. Like podcasts have cool names.
Yeah.
I actually don't like that it's my name.
Oh,
it's the Roman Atwood. Welcome to the Roman Atwood podcast. I'm just saying my own name is awkward. That's all I'm saying. But we had Roman Atwood pranks, Roman Atwood vlogs.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. But a cool name would be funner to promote.
I'm just going to say yeah the whole time.
She's out of it. Welcome, guys. First of all, we're just literally rambling here. Thank you for supporting this podcast.
I love you guys.
It is such a different journey for us. And the support is overwhelming. We're climbing. The snowball is rolling. You're subscribing. Some of you are still not. We still have more viewers from unsubscribers than subscribers, which is not uncommon on YouTube, surprisingly. Even on the vlog channel back in the day, it was always more unsubscribers watched.
Yeah.
But that's good. That means you're being recommended. That means you're being...
Do you think they just don't have an account to subscribe to, or are they just...
Some.
Yeah. I feel like if you tell them, like, go click the subscribe and the like button, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I caught Cora. I don't know what YouTuber has said this. If you can hit the subscribe button and the like button together, it's like you've beaten the system and stuff. So every time she's like, Mom, look, I can do this at the same time. And I was like, you're subscribing on my account.
But that's like asking a kid if they can bite their elbow.
No, that's what I mean.
It's impossible.
So I'm subscribed to all of these accounts that she has watched. And I'm like, why is this on my page?
Okay. Well, kids can fall for things, internet traps.
Right.
But full-grown adults like that are probably listening are probably just...
Maybe they don't know how.
Maybe...
There's a subscribe button down there.
No, they know how. They're being stubborn, Britt. They're being stubborn.
Okay.
Because if I tell you to do something, what do you want to do?
Do it right now.
Not do it. Right? Like as humans, we want to do what we're opposite. Like,
yeah.
Don't touch that. First thing you want to do is touch it. Right?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So... Don't subscribe, whatever you do.
Don't do it.
I have been blown away by this channel so far. I mean, really.
Yeah.
We've done 100,000 subs in the last 3 weeks, which is massive.
Thanks to Noah.
We had the Impulsive podcast. It was just a big, big, big peak for the podcast channel.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we're running solo. We didn't plan to shoot solo, but we didn't have a guest. So let's do a call to action for guests as well. Influencers, creators, celebrities, musicians. If you want to be on our show, just hit us up. And you guys hit up who you'd like to see on the show because you are more powerful than we are.
Yeah, that's and if you know a good producer, let us know that can book these people.
I do got to hire somebody because
we're terrible.
I'm terrible at it, but also I feel like I'm annoying people that I know. Hey, do you want to be on the show? And then I have to follow up. When do you want to be on the show? And then can you? Like, I don't want to be that guy that's annoying my friends and people that want to be on the show. So yeah, that's where we're at on the podcast. Thank you guys for being a part of it. You are a massive, massive part of this show. So is it a show?
Yeah, I think so. It's a show. What is it?
And I dragged my wife. That's the first time I've heard you say you weren't really excited today.
I don't know. I think I sometimes just mentally get down on myself and I'm just like, I don't want to say the wrong thing or be in the light too much. Like, I think
I can turn the light off.
I think with the vlogs, there are so many times where I'm just like, don't film me today. And then you would go and film with Country or Brian or like whoever. Mm. But now I'm like, oh, crap, I gotta be ready.
Really? Well, that's why today I don't know what to wear. I was like, let's put on pajamas.
Yeah, that was helpful. Right.
Pajama party.
Yeah, these are my.
Well, just so you know, you were so good on this.
Yeah.
I think you're wonderful on the mic. You're fantastic to look at. And I would hate to be sitting here on this couch by myself trying to talk to people. Hope everyone's feeling good. Let's just get it started. I have a couple off the wall topics that came to my mind this week. And I try to do this for every episode. Things that just come to my mind through the week, I jot them down.
Oh, gosh.
And then I just bring them up on the podcast because I like to get the viewers' thoughts on these subjects. My first one is, and this isn't necessarily pointed at you, but I want to ask you,
God,
in the mornings when it's very early and you're up and I'm not,
no.
Do you truly believe that you're being quiet? I need to know if you, in your mind, are you sneaking around to keep me asleep or are you don't give a rip?
Okay, so up until about 8 o'clock, I try and be quiet. And then after that, the kids have probably sent me over the edge a couple times here and there. And I was like, I don't care.
So before...
We went to bed at the same time and I've been up since 6. So by 8... I don't try and be quiet anymore.
Yeah, I'm not even really talking about this morning necessarily. Just through our relationship, you're.
I always let you sleep in.
You think you're letting me sleep in? So this morning when you took the shower, you shut that door. Was that trying to be quiet or were you just like shut the door?
I didn't even shut the door. I just brought it just to right before it closed so it didn't shut.
So that loud bang wasn't you trying to be quiet. It startled me.
I didn't shut the bathroom, like the bathroom door?
Yeah, like when you walk through the room when I'm sleeping, is that you walking to be quiet or are you just like, I'm getting there? You are stomping.
No, I'm always so quiet.
Okay, that's the answer I needed.
After I walk out and get my coffee and come back in and start getting ready and shower, you hear everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm up at 6.
That helps me a lot when I'm laying there to know that that's you being quiet. If you're trying to be quiet and you're waking me up, then I got
nothing. I am until like 10 till 8 when I like have to get out of the house.
All right.
And
I need a light.
Like gotta get there.
I need a light pole in the comments. Guys, is your girl quiet in the morning? Because I think it's a girl thing. I think us guys can be sneakily quiet through the room. Y'all walk on your heels, man. Like you're coming to change the world when you come in that room.
My ankles are really crackety, crinky. Like what?
They are.
So, but I try.
You do try.
I do try.
Well, that makes me feel better that you're just incapable of being quiet. That makes me feel better. Then you're like oh, I'm going to wake him up. You're not ever.
No, but by like 8, after I've been up 2 hours, I'm just like, I don't care if I wake him up.
Yeah, well, that's fair. 8 o'clock. I mean, we're going to bed at the same time, too. It's not like I'm up working all night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy.
There was a time it'd be like, okay, I don't make noise until noon. Right. Like, I got to let him sleep till noon. Now it's like 8 o'clock. I don't care. You got to wake up. Right. Here's a kid.
For the relationships listening, it could be vice versa. You know, maybe the guy's loud in the morning, but it seems like, it takes me 30 minutes to get from the bed to the door when you're sleeping. I creep walk.
Oh, yeah, when you're shaving in there
not
before.
I creep walk.
You're shaving for 45 minutes. Like, you don't even have much facial hair. How long have you
Baby, been this is shaving? Hard work. There's no way.
Literally before our church, I'm like, are you still shaving?
I look good for the Lord. Look at that. Yeah, it does take me a while. It's these crappy razors you buy me. She probably bought the most expensive razor. All right, I got another one.
Oh, okay.
This one came to me. This one has come to me, it feels like for half my life.
And is this just a pick on Britney episode?
It's not directed at you. This is more directed at relationships.
Okay.
All right. This one might come off as a little like shocking. But I need to know.
Oh, next question.
Why do girls pee so loud?
Oh my God, don't say that.
Pee loud.
We're a lot closer to the toilet.
No, it's like, it's like, you remember the old super soaker pump squirt guns?
It's, do you know, like, what comments this is going to bring to me?
No, it's like you've pressurized first.
Chase is not laughing.
I'm not trying to laugh. This is a real topic. I think agree. He agrees. I can attest. Girls pee loud.
I think it's because we're a lot closer to the toilet. You have like a stream that like comes.
Babe,
all
I'm
the
not
way
that
down.
Far away. I think the sprayer system on the female is loud. I don't think it's the noise of the fall or the water. I think it's the noise of the exit. It's different.
Oh my God.
We could go on and on, but these are just two things that popped in my head this week, and I want answers. And the comments, I'll get the answers.
The hair is a good thing because like there's so many times that I think it's because I only wash my hair like once or twice a week. So all of my shedding comes
once or twice a week.
Yeah.
I know this, but if I don't wash my hair every day, it's so itchy. Like my scalp itches. I can't do it. You don't have itchy scalp?
No, sometimes, but that just usually means it's dry.
Yeah. So yeah, the hair on the shower walls. Guys don't do that.
There's just a lot that comes out.
Guys don't do that.
Like pregnancy, it's like twice as much.
These are the adjustments you guys have to make when you commit to a female.
I don't put my hair on the shower wall anymore.
Really?
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't see your hair on the wall, but you used to.
It's in the drain, but.
You used to.
Sometimes I'll put it on the little seat thing just so it's not all in the drain.
Yeah.
If there's a lot, if I do like a conditioner treatment or something. Okay, anyways.
Anyways, we're getting off track here.
That was a good distraction from the peeing thing.
Anything come to you during the week that you're just like, I want to know more about blank? Because these are real questions to me.
Did you brush your teeth today?
I did. I brushed right after I ate and came here. I'm fresh. Yeah.
Nice.
It's fresh. Fresh as it gets.
I think during the week, my mind is set on this list of things that I need to do.
Yeah.
To get to the end of the day.
Yeah, we're still raising four other humans.
Yeah.
While we're not podcasting or making a random vlog or... Yeah, we have a lot of real life stuff. I'm spending a ton of time doing other things.
Helicopter.
Guys, I'm flying a helicopter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't made a single post, but it's coming. I'm just really just learning and grinding and putting as many hours as I can, especially as our weather starts to get crappy.
Yeah. It was hard this morning going to the gym without you.
Yeah.
It's like, dang it.
Yeah.
I was so, so not wanting to be there today. Like there's so many days at the gym, I think more lately than before, that I just don't want to be there.
Yeah. You know, when I was flying today, I thought of the things I'm doing in my life and they're all very hard. They're all very hard things. They
I
are.
I text you. I was like, I hope you have fun. I'm at the gym.
I said it that way. I constantly get myself into these challenges on purpose. Flying a helicopter is so hard. I knew it was hard. I was pre-warned. Right. This is one of the most difficult things you'll ever do.
Well, that's why I haven't. You've been interested in trying to take a class.
So it's very hard, mentally challenging. I'm exhausted usually on the days I fly. But the gym, exhausting, very hard for me. It's hard to go to the gym, just like you were saying. It's hard. Raising humans, children, very hard.
Yeah.
Committing to a new show, a podcast, very hard to imagine getting this going and all the things going into it and booking guests. It's all new and hard. So it's like all these things.
That's the only way to grow, is to do hard things.
You have to do hard things and you have to make yourself do it.
To grow.
It's so easy to just, like last night, I'm not going to the gym tomorrow.
I know.
But you did.
I know.
So you made it happen. You
My
did a hard
trainer.
Thing.
My poor trainer. I complained the whole time.
But then when you left, you felt better. Guaranteed. You felt good.
I was glad that I went when I didn't want to, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
And you just said earlier something about like you're beating yourself up or about the podcast. You were like, I don't know. I just hard on myself or I'm down on myself. You said something like that.
Yeah. I think I just get into I think it's all hormonal. Yeah. I don't know. I just beat myself up mentally sometimes. And I think it's hormonal.
Oh.
But I just,
that's
I don't
another
know
if, female thing that us guys don't have.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just reading comments or.
I was going to say, it's funny. Gary Vee posted a video this morning saying like, the world's going to beat you up. Why should you do it? Like everybody else is going to do it for you.
Yeah.
Like you have to be, you have
it
to be.
It affects me for sure.
Yeah. You have to be like, you have to love yourself and build yourself up because the world is going to tear you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think sometimes, I don't know. I just worry. I think it's just,
worry
just
work.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Fear not.
I just worry I'm going to say the wrong thing or get what judged
possibly,
for the wrong thing.
There is nothing you could say. Well, there's some things you could say, but that's just the culture we live in.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's right or wrong.
I'm just like, I don't know.
We're living in a time where it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. You could just say the wrong things. It's a wild time.
Yeah.
Wild time. So I thought it would be fun today because most of our viewers have heard about my life. We've had my brother on here. We've had my dad on here. We've heard a little bit about my childhood and times growing up in our old house and the way I was raised. We haven't really ever heard about little Brit's childhood. And
are you going to bring a therapist in here?
I'm your therapist right here.
No, I do feel like a therapist could probably help my...
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like my childhood, it's probably just me, but I feel like I just get so stuck on... bad things.
Mm.
Like I just, I can't breathe.
Well, we don't have to talk about it. Jeez Louise.
No. It's just like, I feel like most of my memories are bad memories.
Really? That sounds impossible.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like
which I know it's not the case.
Yeah. You must've had amazing times.
Right.
That's wild. When you think of our past, is it bad or good?
No, it's great.
Okay. All right. Then it's, all right.
So, my mom and my dad split when I was a baby.
Like, how old were you?
Like, baby.
Oh.
She got pregnant in high school with my sister. I think she was 16 or 17. I think she was 17. Had her when she was 18, but they were in high school. And then my sister and I are 6.5 years apart. So then right after they had me, I caused the big divorce. No, I don't.
I had to have done it.
Right? It's definitely me.
No.
So when I was a baby, probably like, I remember pictures of me being at my grandma's. Because my dad moved back in with his mom. I wasn't able to sit up yet.
So you were young.
So I was super young.
So obviously you don't remember any of that.
No. And then my mom got remarried. I don't remember when. I was young. My dad got remarried when I was 3. They're still together. And then my mom, I was mainly with my mom. And then I would go to my dad's every other weekend. And I remember my dad coming every Friday. It's like crazy. I think of this now. It's like his beat up, barely running red Ford truck. Like
F-150 probably.
I have no idea.
It's like what?
I'll find a picture and we'll have to put it on the screen.
Probably all of our dads had.
Come on, dad, get a new car. Like that was like my mindset was just like, oh my gosh, like my dad's driving the truck. Now I'm like, that truck's amazing.
It's like your dad's dream truck still. Isn't it weird? I don't know if you remember this. As kids, everybody had used cars.
Yeah.
Everybody. That's what everybody drove.
We had like an old Bronco.
Is that weird? Now it's weird if somebody has an old car. Everything's
right.
New.
Because everybody back then, I think, would buy their car. They wouldn't go in debt for a car back then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now everyone will lease a car or get like a monthly payment for a car.
Yeah, now it's easier to not own things. You have debt.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's what it's turned into.
They've also, remember, they did like... cash for clunkers. They got rid of a ton of old cars.
Yeah.
Cashing in. But anyway, that's totally off subject.
So, yeah, my dad would come pick me up on Fridays after work. He was a mechanic. And then I would stay with him every other weekend. That was like the main thing. And then the weekends were always fun because my stepmom had 2 kids, a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of like just a party all weekend. We would slide down the stairs in sleeping bags. We would build forts. We would
good old days.
Go to Put-in Bay. Like, we would do things together.
You filled your weekend.
Yeah. My dad and I would go fishing.
Your dad's amazing.
Yeah.
I love your dad.
Yeah. And Kathy, she's awesome too. She was pretty strict growing up, but I feel like having four kids running around, I get it now.
Yeah. She's trying to be a mother to you.
And then the guy that my mom had married, still love him, great guy, but they both worked a lot. He was in construction. My mom worked, I think, like at a hospital doing like billing or something. So I would get off the bus and go to my grandma's house, lived right down the road from us. So I mainly spent most of my time growing up with my mom's mom, my grandma, mama, yeah, and my grandpa. Hey guys, we're going to take a second to give some love to SeatGeek, who is sponsoring today's video. Summer concerts are here and the MLB season is in full swing, and that means you can get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek with promo code ATWOOD. If you didn't know already, SeatGeek is a ticketing app that makes buying tickets super simple. We've got the app on our phones and it's by far the best way to buy tickets. With so many amazing concerts and live events happening right now, you're not going to want to miss out. You can go see a baseball game, Morgan Wallen, The Weeknd, and so much more. I love SeatGeek. They have sent us to some amazing concerts. We have seen Justin Bieber. We've seen UFC. We've seen, who else? Like everybody. SeatGeek has tickets to everything. SeatGeek wants to make sure you're getting a good deal. So when you're on the app, look for the green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Don't worry, we've got the hookup. Use code ATWOOD for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code ATWOOD. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. Okay, now back to the podcast. So that was most of my time.
That's your whole childhood wrapped up into 3 minutes. No, how was the home? How was like, because you heard my story of my home. It was wild. Slugs on the floor, holes in the ceiling.
With my mom, we lived in a trailer park. And then when I was maybe 6, she bought some land, which was right down the street from my grandma's house. We moved the trailer to there. And then they built like a basement to put like a double wide trailer on. So we got a little bit of an upgrade.
Yeah.
So we got a double wide put on there. And that was the house I grew up in.
That's the house that is still there.
Yeah.
Holy cow, I didn't know that.
She doesn't have it anymore. But
wait, that trailer moved from a different location?
No, that was the new one that we bought that got put on to a basement. And my whole childhood, that basement wasn't done correctly, so it was always filled with water.
Well, that can be the life
terrible.
Of basements.
So the guy that my mom was with, they were together for a while. I had a stepbrother, love them all to death. But they would always go out every weekend, pretty much.
As they got older?
Yeah, I was probably 10 to 12-ish. No, it was probably a little younger than that. I always just remember my sister would babysit me all the time. I remember this one time we had this like phone that was like, I don't know, probably my age people remember, but it was like clear, but it was like green, but it was clear. So you could see the insides of the phone.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is this a landline phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. It was cordless.
Oh, I don't know.
So she was literally lived on that phone.
Who?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
She was always my babysitter. She hated babysitting. You know, I was six years younger. I remember one time I would not take a bath. I was on the phone, grabbed me by my hair and dragged me into the bathroom and locked me in there. That was like one of the terrible times I remember growing up.
Sounds like a good sister getting the job done.
But there were so many times that, like, I was so thankful my grandma lived right down the road, because my parents would come home, argue, fight, beat the crap out of each other. Either my sister and I would have to run down the road to my grandma's house tell her. She'd have to call the cops, split them up, whatever. We'd stay at my grandma's for the night. Or I would get woken up. Come on, Brittany, we're going to grandma's to stay.
Oh my God.
So it was just like, I kind of.
This happened a lot, or?
Yeah. I kind of stayed more at my grandma's just in general, I think, rather than being at home. But yeah, it happened a lot.
I remember some battles in our house as kids.
Yeah.
I remember a story of, I wasn't there for it, but my, you know, my dad was obsessed with guitars. That's what he thought his career was going to be before he gave it up for me and my brother. He like put his rock star lifestyle away to raise us kids. But he would name his guitar like a female name.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember him talking to his buddies or something about like, she comes first. And my mom heard it. And I could have the story wrong, but she did grab the guitar and put it through their big fish tank
that
they had in the house. She put it through the fish tank, shattered the whole thing. And that was like, yeah, savage. I was like, I'm number one. Yeah. That was like the young days, but I remember some brawls. Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty young. Like, I just have like random memories. We had like a, you know, their bathroom was like a glass shower door. My mom got thrown through there. There's glass everywhere. And still to this day, it was like a curtain rod. They like never put the glass doors back in. So they ended up getting divorced.
Yes. Sounds about right.
And then there's so many times that I've said this and everyone's like, okay, we know you're a hillbilly now.
Well, let's go.
Is her, my mom's third marriage, she got married at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Dang.
Like the NASCAR race.
You ain't and first, you're last.
I was on speakerphone. I wasn't even allowed to be there.
Dang. That's who she's currently married with?
Yeah. And they're still married.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, people freaking love NASCAR.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a special moment for a lot of people.
That was like their week vacation. They would go down and party for the week and then stay and watch the race.
The last time I was at Bristol for Cletus's event, a couple got married there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Shake and bake.
So yeah, that was like, I don't know why, but I mean, obviously traumatic, but there's just so many things in my childhood that it's like, why would I want to talk about my childhood? Because it's all terrible. Mm. Obviously, it's not all terrible, but.
Yeah, of course not.
Those are like the main things I remember.
I think it's relatable to a lot of people. A lot of people are, they do anything for parents.
Yeah.
Like to have parents that, I was fortunate to have parents that they did work a lot. But when they weren't at work, it was 100% me and Dale.
It was,
I don't know how they did it. Because I'm tired through the things I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get home, I'm just like, yo, grab the iPad, right? Mm-hmm. But there was none of that stuff back then. So it's like the parents, I still to this date stand by this. And this can get messy. But all these parents, my kid's so hyper, he needs medication, he's hyper, he's got too much energy. And I'm thinking, you got to wear these kids out.
Yeah.
And you got to be parents. Like it's so, instead of medicating them, once you find the solution, more than likely it's that they're either sitting on a computer or a video game all day. They have energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like puppies. They have to run all day and night and then they still have energy.
My favorite days are when we take the kids out to do something like hiking in the woods or like something to where it's like at bedtime, they're ready and it's like minutes and they're out.
And that's a great example of what I just said. Go take your kid out all day, climb, run, play football, and then see if they have energy that night.
Yeah.
Odds are they're tired. And that's like, yeah, some kids are overly hyper.
Yeah. And some kids do have like maybe it's heavy metals. Maybe it's like there are some things that we've been, I think science has been trying to figure out, especially with kids, like, okay, what? Not every kid has ADHD. Not every kid, like, what's actually going on? So I think there are some things that you can really look into. But yeah, sitting on an iPad, they're going to be wound for days.
I think you have to parent. You have to parent.
Yeah.
You know.
It's hard.
That's a hard reality to come to is maybe you're not doing enough. That's tough.
Yeah. I feel like that every day.
Yeah, it's tough. No matter how much you do, you're
and
like,
I don't ever sit down. I'm yeah. just like, I watched Netflix like, what was it, a week ago? I sat for like 2 hours.
And for like first time ever, I saw the TV on.
I know.
I was like, we never have a TV on.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. But the next day I was like, how amazing was that?
Yeah. It's just a different life.
It is a different life.
So yeah, growing up, I think for me, it was just like, it wasn't always the easiest thing. I think for me, that's why when I turned 18, I was like, nope, I am out of here. I mean, that stuff obviously wasn't going on when I was, you know, older.
Yeah. And your family does love you so much. Like, it's a different love than what I'm used to, but it's clearly they love you.
Like, yeah.
You know what's cool is like,
there's definitely some issues that need worked out because I still have so many issues with so many family members that yeah. it's like.
Well, some families, my mom's side was always drama. It always was. They all love each other. It was always yeah. drama, always fighting. It's like, I don't know. Some people do find entertainment in that. It's like part of their energy is like causing drama.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just to the point where I'm just so sick of so many things. And I'm just like, I don't care if it's blood or not. Like, I just want to do my thing.
Yeah.
I want to raise my kids the way I want. And I want to move on.
You moved out of that trailer park. Ready to roll.
Maybe I really need to see a therapist.
I mean, family, friends, the whole thing is a tricky slope between joy in your life and keeping toxicity in your life. And sometimes right. that is close family that you... It's built into you to love them.
Yeah.
We love them unconditionally, no matter what they do to you.
Right.
And it's not until you've actually stepped outside that circle where you're like, all of a sudden, wow, I'm a little happier.
Yeah.
Actually, I still love them, but I'm not putting that energy into my life every day.
Yeah. And I think that's really explained that where I am right now.
That's a ton of families. That is not uncommon. That's every day for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not actually at a point in your life where you can step away, right? Maybe you're young and your family's fighting and you're in there. You're mm-hmm. in it. But we all grow up. We all find our own paths. And you've done very well. I do like that double wide though. That was the nice double wide.
Yeah.
I remember being there like, okay, it's all right.
My room with my green carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a box fan in your room. That's all I needed.
Did you ever, as kids, my stepbrother, me, and my sister, there was 3 bedrooms in the back. Did you guys ever just switch bedrooms?
So when I grew up, we had 1 bedroom.
Okay.
So we couldn't switch, but I think as we moved into our other house,
mm-hmm.
I remember we would, we didn't switch, but we would sleep in the same room on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So we like would, you'd stay up all night thinking about Christmas.
We would always like switch bedrooms.
Yeah. We were already older. It was just something fun, you know?
We'd be like, oh, this is a nice day bed. You can have this and I'll have the bunk beds, whatever. And we would take all of our stuff out of the bedroom and switch.
Full on.
Full on.
Dang.
I remember doing that quite a few times.
No, we never did that. I had 1 room.
Yeah.
2 rooms in our house. And that was 1 for mom and dad. Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember my sister and I would, as I got older, we would stay up and play the GameCube together. Like, what was it? SSX.
Tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, snowboarding.
That game. And then Mario Party. We'd literally stay up till 3 a.m. on the weekends and play.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember my door in this amazing double-wide trailer got stuck. I couldn't get out. And we're both in there and I'm like, what do we do? Like, it's 3 a.m. Mom's sleeping. She's going to kill us if we yell for her. Like, she thinks someone's getting murdered. Couldn't get out. So we're like, play game more. Still, like, the door's just jammed. So we open my window, push the screen out. And it's like this, you know, like 1.5 feet of snow out there. And I jump out into the snow. And I had a key for the front door. So I went around through the front door. When I came in, my mom's standing there like, what are you doing?
Just kid stuff. How old were you?
Like 12, yeah. Maybe 12, 13. And she's like, what are you doing? she probably thought I snuck out or something.
Like you were just getting back home?
Yeah. And I was like, Veronica and I were locked in my room. And she's like, no. I was like, I swear. Like, you have to help me get the door open.
Follow the footprints.
So we get a screwdriver and take the door handle off. And I don't have a door handle for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's fun being a kid. Like, I never remember one time thinking, like, this was a weird home to live in. It was just home.
Yeah.
You could just walk through aisles of garbage. Like, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I was never like, oh, this is garbage. This is disgusting. It's where my home was.
Yeah. We had three dogs. One we had to put down because it bit, like, so many people, including my sister. I just had the greatest childhood.
Well, your memory,
talking about this stuff.
Your memories sure are positive.
But I remember, like, having to sweep the carpet. And we had, like, three cats, a couple dogs. I remember sweeping the carpet. And as you sweep, it would change colors because there was so much dog hair.
Oh, yeah.
On it.
I feel like I remember even that with our dogs a little bit.
And it was like, it wasn't a living room that we would, like, constantly be in because that was, like, all hardwood. It'd be the other living room that, like, the animals live in. But I remember having a birthday party at my house. Like, I can't have people come over here because this is where we're going to hang out. Like, I have to clean it.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, so gross.
Yeah, I think that's what's made me, because, you know, now, like, I get so butthurt if the house is dirty.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a good trait.
Yeah.
I think it's super nice. I grew up, I had some family members that their house had to be, like, clean all the time. And as a kid, it was like, these people suck. Like, let us have fun.
See, that was my gram. Like, that was my dad's mom. Everything was clean. Like, whites were bleached. Things were ironed. And it was like, for me, that was like, how do you do this?
Horrible as a kid. As a kid, you're like, this is hell.
No, for me, I was just like, how do you do all of this? Like, how is your house this clean? Yeah. How are you able to just, like, every time I would go there, we would make cookies from scratch. I'm like, this isn't, like, in a tube or in a thing. Like,
we can do this?
We get to pour the flour and we get to pour the sugar and the chocolate chips and I don't know. And then my grandma would always have cranberry juice. Did your, like, grandparents always have cranberry juice?
I don't remember. The only thing I remember about my grandma specifically was floating soap when I took a bath. Her bar of soap floated.
Oh.
Yeah. I think there's, like, one soap out there that floats or something, or it did.
That's funny.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember that as a little kid in the bathtub. Thought it was so cool. It was a boat.
I remember that grandma would always come in and yell at me for not turning the exhaust fan on in the bathroom. She's like, you're going to pull my wallpaper off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's tight living.
Right? But it was like she cared about her wallpaper.
Wallpaper. That's a thing of the past.
No, it's coming back. Have you seen these houses with wallpaper?
Mm-mm.
It's like, it's coming back.
I'm sure it's cool now. Like, nice.
I want wallpaper.
We have wallpaper in one bathroom.
We do.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, I want some in the laundry room. I just haven't wanted to hang it, or I don't
know. They're all brand new walls and brand new paint.
Yeah, it's just pink.
Yeah, stupid.
I know.
Pink.
I didn't mean for it to be that color.
Y'all haven't seen our laundry room, but it's ridiculous.
I showed it on Snapchat.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a big pink laundry room.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, whatever.
The counters are cool.
I'm never in there. Literally.
I'm only in there sometimes. Yeah, very rare.
Yeah, so childhoods. I feel like I have a very similar childhood the way we lived, but a very different childhood in the way
your parents,
I was loved.
Yeah.
It was just a different love. Your parents loved you.
Yeah, 100%. No, for sure. Yeah, I know a million times that, you know, they were just doing what was best, and life is freaking hard.
It is. Something cool personally is that we have our little girl together, Cora. And I feel like I'm getting to experience how you were at that age.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's little, because everyone is literally little Brittany.
Yeah, my dad, every time he comes over, he's like, it's literally like getting to be with you when you were a kid again.
And
the scream, the voice, the everything.
That's such a cool experience for me. Because I have this stunning daughter that is just melts my heart 24/7.
Yeah.
But I also get like a hint of like, this is what Brittany must have been like. Like, it's so cool because yeah. I'm so fascinated with this little girl. She's just like blows my brain away.
Mm-hmm.
2 days ago, we got up. She grabs her stool. She runs into the pantry. I'm like, what are you doing? You'll see. She gets the bread out. I need 2 pieces of bread. I'm like, all right, you making peanut butter and jelly? No, you'll see. Takes her stool, runs over to the eggs. I'm like, what are you doing with eggs? She's like, I need 2 eggs. I'm like, all right. She's like, grab me a bowl out of it. And I'm like, she's 5 years old. She's like, we're making French toast. I've never made French toast in my life. She's like, I'll show you. She's taking me all around the kitchen, getting everything she needs. She's cracking the eggs by herself,
mm-hmm.
putting them in. She's like, I need something to stir this with. Like, I'm literally being commanded how to make French toast by a 5-year-old. And I'm like, yes, this is Brittany. This is what she would have been like. Just like this little in control. She's so like amazing.
Did you do good at helping her?
I failed. But here's the thing. She took the bread and she put it in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I need something to press it down with so the eggs get on the other side. And I said, I think you flip it. She's like, okay. But by the time we flipped it, I think the bread was so saturated.
Yeah.
Because I cooked it good, but the center was still juicy.
Yeah.
But
I came in and saved the day.
The experience of this little girl is mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. Every day is heartbreaking. Yeah. She's a day older.
She's a
you guys are gonna hear me.
Cracker.
Y'all are gonna hear me complain about this until she's a full grown woman. It just breaks my heart that she's growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still have a little Noxie though. Well, crazy man.
I know, but it's not my little girl.
Yeah, I don't understand how we have so many boys.
We just 3 boys, and we were talking like psychopaths on the way home from church Sunday. What if we had another? First of all, you said that, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I did.
And I looked over at you like ready to wreck the car.
Yeah.
Because your whole thing was, would it be a boy or a girl?
Yeah, I said, if we had one more, do you think it would be a boy or a girl?
Can you imagine?
And then I said, I could do another one.
And she said, I could do another one.
Yeah, I think I could, but...
You know why? Because I think you females are designed to forget the whole experience of having a baby
yeah.
so that you'll reproduce.
Yeah, the last baby experience was terrible. Have we ever talked about that? I feel like we have, but...
I don't know if we did the whole thing, but basically, I mean, we can.
Yeah.
We got time. All right, guys, got to pause real quick for one of our sponsors over at Babbel. If you're like me and there's a foreign language that you regret not learning in school, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross learning that new language off your list. I legit regret not learning Spanish in high school. I said it over and over. I'll never need it. I'll never want to. Why do I need to learn this? I didn't pay attention. I didn't learn Spanish. I regret it constantly. So Babbel is the perfect bite-sized lessons. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans. But Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. That's a big deal. Their teaching method has been significantly proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get 55% off, 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/Roman. That's babbel.com/Roman, R-O-M-A-N. For up to 55% off your subscription. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. Let's get back to the show.
So I had Cora at home. Home birth was the most amazing experience, I think, in my entire life.
Like, and I vouch 100%.
Hands down, the best thing I've ever done.
What a rock star. What a rock. Let me give them some visuals on this, all right? Now, we vlogged it. There's some bits and pieces in the vlog.
Yeah.
But you're talking about zero medication,
mm-hmm.
nothing. You're at home.
Yeah.
You're in your bedroom. You got the lights down low. You got a little pool that we inflated. You guys saw this in the vlog.
It was way too hot.
And it's go time, right? A lot of breathing, a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of, I want to go to the hospital, but the midwife's doula is like, it's too late for that. You wanted to do this at home. So a lot of coaching and a lot of me and your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for her.
Yeah.
Holding you. Me and your sister holding you.
Mm-hmm. Pushing on my hips, like doing so many things.
And by the way, you're butt naked the whole time. All of your, what's it called? All your, what's the thing in your brain that makes you cover up? Modesty. All of your modesty goes out the window when it's go time for a baby.
Yeah.
All right. And you're superwoman. You have this baby, and we've already had a hospital birth before that. So we knew the difference. You had the baby, and it was like 2 hours later, you're up. You're in the kitchen. You're walking around. People are coming over to see the baby.
I spent an hour with her, like, on my chest.
Yeah, just skin
to
skin.
With the placenta still attached. And then after the hour, we, like, cleaned her up a little, did her weight, did all that. And then Dad finally got to hold her, and I got to shower.
And I cut the...
Yeah, you cut the cord, and then everyone got to come and say hi, and then we went to bed at like 10 o'clock, all of us together. It was the most amazing thing.
But the difference with the hospital births, you're in there for days. For days. That's the difference with the medications and the possible emergencies, which is what happened with Knox.
Yeah. So I tried to do a home birth again.
Full on. We're there. You're pushing.
Yeah.
Me and your sister, Veronica, are holding you. We're doing the whole thing.
Yeah. I had gained a lot more weight this time. So they knew he was going to be, Cora was what, 8'6"?
8'5", yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So we knew he was going to be a little bit more because he was measuring a little bit more. Well, we didn't even know it was a boy.
That's true.
We were waiting to see.
It's the first one we did not find out.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And just right off the bat that morning, something felt different.
Mm.
I just had this overwhelming feeling that this wasn't it. So then once I finally, which also it was time, it was COVID. So everyone was super crazy about COVID. My main midwife, the older one has delivered lots of your cousins, your aunt and uncle's babies. She ended up having to have a knee surgery. So like 3 weeks before I'm due, she lets me know she can't be there.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this?
That was heartbreaking.
So then a week before or a couple days before, I think, my other midwives comes in contact with someone that had COVID. Mm. So I had none of my original midwives.
Which is?
That had been with me in the past and all of my appointments.
Yeah. It's like having your doctor at the hospital that you've been planning this with for 8 months, 9 months, calls you and says, I can't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then that kind of all falls apart. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So then I get another midwife. She's amazing, but it's not like that connection of I've already had a baby with this person type connection.
Yeah, because it's like you've done it once, you can do it again.
Yeah. So going into labor, fill the tub up. My contractions are just so different. They're off the wall, like every couple minutes, every 30 seconds, and they're very strong, like very hard rather than just slowly progressing on and on as the farther I get. So I ended up having her check me and I was only at like 6. And I was like, oh my gosh, I still have a long way to go.
Yes.
So then a while later, she checked me and I was at 8. And then I was like, okay, it's time to push. I feel like I have to push. With Cora, I had that push tatter.
Yep.
With this one, push, she's like, let me check you first. And I was still only at like 8. But my body was telling me to push with every contraction.
Mm.
So it took me everything I had to not push, which is, I don't know, unless you've had a baby, like, you know that feeling. So
I've had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Not the same feeling. So by pushing, trying not to push, my cervix was swelling. So I was going down in size.
Mm. That was so discouraging.
And there was a lot of bleeding and there was a lot of everything going on. It was just like, I can't. So she ended up breaking my water to try and get me fully dilated so I can actually push. So I never end up pushing. And I'm just like, okay, it's time to go to the hospital. She's like, do you feel like that because you're scared? Or do you feel like that because your body's telling you something's wrong?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just know I can't have this baby. Like, I just know. So I'm literally walking out of the house completely naked.
She's ready to leave butt naked. Like, literally, I have to get you something to put on. She's ready to get in the car naked. That's what I mean. When it's go time, it's like, your modesty's gone. It's like, I need to have a baby.
They're like putting a diaper on me because I'm bleeding and everything.
You go full ancestral when you're having a baby. Yeah.
And then I put a robe on and I walk out into the garage and there's Brian standing there.
He's like, hey, Brian's just at work while you're in the house trying to have a baby. That's hilarious.
Right? So then every contraction is like, I can just feel blood coming out.
Well, you thought there was... There was, but it wasn't like you thought there was.
Right.
I remember, yeah.
So then we're supposed to go to St. Anne's, which is like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
There's one closer. It's 20 minutes away. I tell you to pull off. And you're like, no, like I have to. I said, no, pull over.
It was like a
right
movie.
Now.
It was like a movie scene, guys. It was like, we're supposed to go to a hospital, but there's a closer one. And everything's pre-set up for us to go to this hospital. They have all your papers. They have everything ready. They have a wheelchair. They're ready for you.
The doctor was there waiting for me.
And she goes, we're not going to that one. You're going to this one. It's 20 minutes closer. I'm like, babe, we have to go to... No. Like in my head, I'm like, we've got to go to this hospital. Absolutely not. We're going to this closer hospital. So I'm like, we're going to this new hospital.
My midwife wasn't too happy either. She's like, they're not going to let me up there. I'm like, they are.
Yeah.
So I walk, like, you guys wheelchair me in.
Yeah. And a bit of that's on the vlog too.
Yeah. The security guard's like, here's a mask. I said, I'm not putting on a mask. And he's like, let me get you some help.
You know what's cool about that moment is when we got out of the car, there's a gentleman there that was not part of the hospital that came and helped. I don't know if you remember this.
No.
It's just a guy that helped, like literally came and helped. Like I was parking the car and I don't know if he knew you were pregnant or you were dying because you sounded like one of those.
Yeah.
And he was like, she needs a wheelchair right now. Like it was bad. You're yelling in that lobby.
Yeah, because he's trying to get me to put on a mask and to wait and do this. And I'm like, no, I need to go to labor and delivery. These people are coming with me. Like, this is my husband. This is my midwife. Like,
yeah,
no.
But in those moments, it's so intense.
Yeah.
And you're also about the only words coming out of your mouth is epidural.
Yeah.
You're like, I want this pain gone. Like, I need epidural.
So my thought was, if I can get an epidural and stop pushing, because every time I had a contraction, I just felt like I needed to push to get the baby out. So if I could get an epidural to stop pushing, then I could dilate fully and push the baby out naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That was the goal. So I finally get up there and they're like, let's go ahead and put her in a room instead of like the whole triage where they check to see.
Yeah, it was go time.
They could tell it was pretty far along. And I remember getting in there and I'm like, I just need an epidural, like telling her my thoughts.
Yeah.
My midwife's with me, you're with me, and they're like, well, we have to give you a COVID test, and we have to give you, check your blood to make sure you're not, I don't know what it is. It'll be about an hour.
Yep.
So every question, they're like, where's your this? Have you done? I said, epidural. Like,
literally.
Don't talk to me until that blood test.
Like, yeah, it was bad.
Just get out of my room.
It was bad.
Until my test comes back. And you can give me an epidural and then I'll talk to you.
Poor thing.
That was so mean.
I felt so bad. And as the husband, you are useless.
Yeah.
You're helpless. Like, because once you hit that room, it's just nurses and it's so full. You're just like pushed out.
Yeah.
You're like, what can I even do?
And
you're already annoyed with life.
Yeah.
So me coming up and if I whispered, it would be annoying.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. I know my ground.
So finally, COVID test comes back negative. Everything comes out. They give me the epidural.
I will get that fly.
And I still wasn't. They ended up having to give me fluid since they had broken my water at home. They gave me fluid. He was fully sunny side up. So his face was up rather than just being in the wrong position. So
sunny side up.
Oh, sunny side up is what they called it. So instead of being his back in the front, he was opposite.
Right. I remember that.
And I wasn't fully dilating. I was only dilating to 9 centimeters. Mm-hmm. Already having 2 babies. They're like, this, you know, this isn't right, whatever. We waited. Like, how long were we there just waiting to see if I would dilate? I was changing positions.
It was a while. And they were even nice enough to let you try to push again.
Yeah, she did let really me try and push. That. She's like, oh, I will try and hold the cervix here.
Yep. She was in there. She was in there. That's an experience.
And he just wasn't budging.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I am so thankful it went the way it did. They took me in, got me prepped for a C-section. You came in like the last day. I was like, is he going to make it? Like, where's Roman?
Yeah, everything at that time was so tight. They like eventually let me in at the last second.
Yeah. So then you came in, they pulled him out, and I guess we found out he was a boy. There was a huge knot in his cord when he came out.
Yeah. Which is why each time you would push or have
the contraction,
his heartbeat would slow.
So they were worried because normally when you have a contraction, the heartbeat will slow or whatever while you're having the contraction. It was after that.
Yeah.
That his was. So they're like, something may be like weird, whatever. So there was a huge knot in his cord. So literally thank the Lord that I did not push him out, especially at home, because it could have either ripped my placenta and I could have been in surgery, or it could have literally made him brain dead.
Yeah. I love the home birth, but I'm mind blown by.
But like my body knew.
Yeah.
Like.
It did. And everyone knew that face.
Yeah.
Because when you said, I want to go, like, I think something's wrong.
It's time.
I went back to the first birth where you were just scared and they were like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
But the way you said it was like, they were like, okay, let's pack up and go.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, really?
Yeah.
She's like pushing here. Like, I was shocked, but man, the modern medicine and their ability to save lives there is something to be.
Yeah. But like, I could, you can just feel that, okay, I don't know what it is, but like, this isn't normal. Something's going on.
Yeah. And I will say this for the men out there. There's never, ever been a time where you will respect and fall more in love with your woman than when that baby comes out.
Yeah.
That is something that I've only felt each time that baby comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It is like this powerful. This powerful visual of who you are and what you're capable of. Like you just brought a human being into this world.
Yeah.
And you did it. Like you did it solo. Like at that point, dad's out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is up to you and that baby. It's the most wild.
It's crazy.
It is so wild.
So why am I talking about
Because you're programmed to forget.
Yeah.
So that you'll reproduce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the whole, I was there for like, 2 days? And then I ended up going home and having like a really bad kidney infection and my milk never came in. And Knox was a rough one.
Well, now that I see Knox, it all makes sense.
Right. Like
this dude is different. But I also remember, I don't know if we told how we came up with Knox. Maybe we have.
Yeah, I think you have, but.
But when we had the home birth, you guys may remember, we didn't have a name for Cora for weeks.
Yeah, I think it was like 10 days. We had to have the birth certificate turned in.
You have time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were at the hospital, she's like, you can't leave without a name. And we were like, whoa.
Yeah, like within a day and a half, 2 days.
We don't have a name for this boy. Like we're holding this boy.
We're just
no
now
name.
Finding out it's a boy.
Yeah, I'm like.
I had all these girl name picks picked out.
Yeah, we had all these names and they all kind of went out the window once we had him. Once we were holding him, I remember we were going to name him Luke.
Yeah, I loved Luke. And
loved
Luca
Luke.
Was really cute.
We had all these names and they all kind of went out the window once we had him.
Yeah.
And we were struggling. Didn't have a name. I wanted to get out of that hospital though. Mm-hmm. And this nurse comes in and she said, well, I always liked the name Knox.
Yeah, she's like, I never ended up having another boy or whatever. And I was like, oh, I like that.
We both kind of looked at each other and we're like, oh, I kind of like that. This dude's a bulldozer. I think Knox is a cool name. And we went with it.
Yeah.
Knox.
It's Knox.
It's a great name. Knox.
It's a great name.
But yeah, children, what a whirlwind of... It's hard to bring a human into this world.
Mm-hmm. Especially with everything that's going on right now and how all the different parenting styles and all... Everything is just like... What do you do?
Well, I think there's never a good time, no matter what. There's always something going on in the world. There's always, there's never a good time to bring a child here. But man, what a game changer having them.
So any more? He told me in the car, he said, I think I would literally lose my mind if we had another one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm healthy enough to have another one. I don't think I'm healthy enough.
Like mentally healthy?
Yeah, I think I'll collapse. Yeah, I think I'm at my brink right now. I think I'm at my...
That's so sad.
Well, I think I'm probably just being a baby. But it is mentally exhausting right now.
Yeah.
It's not physically. It's mentally. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And in our age gap, we have a very large age gap. Our kids aren't all around the same age doing things. It's like they're all doing different things. I think we've kind of... you know, cornered ourselves in that, you know. Me and Dale, we grew up together, almost same age. Easy.
I don't know. Your brother, when him and Jess had their two kids, like 2 years apart, same, it was hard.
I think as a baby, like, yes. It's like twins.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I think if I would have had Knox at home like I did Cora, I would... probably be due right about now.
Oh my God.
I wanted to have two close together. Like twins, but.
If you could just hold it in there until he's about four. If you could just incubate that
boy. No. I don't. Like, I just want to get it out of the way if I want more.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I'm almost 40.
Yeah. And I'm over 30 now. I don't want to be. Having a ton of kids in my 30s.
I'd have a whole litter with you if I was 20-something. Just bang them out. Literally. But like, I'm hitting that weird age.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I have a baby.
And you want to do your own things. And
I don't know. I'm maybe selfish mindset. I'm like, yeah, I want to go do
that. Elon's up to 9. How old is he?
But is he really raising these kids? I don't know. I'm at home with my kids.
That's true.
I don't know. It's just all, it's all personal. I wouldn't change it for anything, but I don't want any more. Let the record state that Roman Atwood is done having kids.
If we ever have a surprise, our poor child is just going to have that replayed in their head.
I think that, yeah, that would suck.
Right?
Yeah, that would suck. If I had another, of course, I would love it.
And I just got him trapped.
No, I would be fine if we did. I'm just kind of a baby right now. You know what it is like, just personally, I feel like I'm at an age where I should be, and I'm not really. I'm at the grind age. 40 is a grind age, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've hit a moment in my life where I'm like,
you're ready to retire.
I'm kind of filling my time with things that you would do when you retire, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm happy. I just don't want any more kids.
I don't know. I just, being a mom's hard, but I love my babies.
Yeah.
And if you just keep having more, you just still have babies. So then.
What? You are literally want to have another baby.
Oh, it's just Knox is going to be 2.
Don't do this.
He's not a baby anymore.
Don't you make me run to Mexico. YouTuber Roman Atwood comes up missing. You're going to be the next. Oh, what's the Liver King chick? The husband disappears.
What?
Oh, you haven't seen that show yet? Yeah. Anyway.
The Liver King.
Did I say Liver King?
Yeah.
The freaking Tiger King, dude. I'm like, Liver King. The Tiger King, maybe.
Is Liver on your mind?
God, I can't talk right now.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin's husband.
Killed her? Husband?
You are a mom, though. You are the mom.
Is that bad?
You are... No.
I got the mom jeans on.
No, I think that like... You ever heard that quote? Something about like every man's to marry his own mother. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's something like that. I might have it off, but the gist of it is like men are attracted to who their mother is.
Mm.
And it's very weird hearing... I'd heard that before, but it's weird how often I see my own mother in you.
Really?
Yes.
Does it scare you?
No. It's such a... Well, we love our mother so much. So that any attribute you may have that resembles your mother, there's like this comfort, right? Mm-hmm. I was a mama's boy.
Because I take care of you.
You do so much for our whole euphoria, the whole home, the house,
the
kids.
Who else is going to do it?
Well, some people choose not to. You are a helicopter mom, though.
Yeah.
You do like to hover, which I grew up opposite. That's the one thing I'm like, just let them be.
I know.
Let them get hurt. Let them live where you're like very on top of like.
I know. And I hate that about myself because that's the way my mom was. She was like, do you want me to knock your teeth out your throat? Like I've heard that so many times when I have back talk and I parent like that. And I'm like, why?
I've never heard you say you're going to knock.
No. But like I've, you know, corner all the things.
Yeah. No, but I take it as a compliment. Like you, I see so much of my mom in you. And mm-hmm. It's now that little saying, that little quote makes so much sense to me. It's like, it's so often like your work ethic. My mom, still to this date, hard worker.
Yeah, I see your work ethic. I couldn't do what she did though.
Very hard. Behind the scenes, whether it's on camera or not, you work very hard. Gym, kids, this career we created.
Yeah.
You work hard. And you do it with your husband, which is what mom and dad did. And then just your love for your children, you know?
Yeah.
My mom loved me. For the no. I can't even say it. Which, by the way, I saw a pillow this week that says love to the moon and back.
Lori bought that.
Oh, God, that pillow is amazing.
Yeah.
But, no, it's an honor to have a wife that reminds me of mom. Yeah.
Why is there like so many tears on this episode? Can we count the tears?
I mean, there's very little things you love more in life, you know, your kids, your parents, you know, it's in our genetics, our soul. Yeah. It's part of us. We're 50% of them. That's weird.
Right.
Yeah. So... Yeah, it's just amazing to have you as a wife and a mom.
Like, thank I love you.
It. Yeah, I love it. It's so great. Anything cool you want to say about me, dude?
You always set me up for failure.
I feel like I compliment you so much.
On camera.
All day, every day. Most of the time, I feel like I'm being annoying how much.
Yeah,
I-
but it's not like things like, oh, you remind me of my mom, too.
I think sometimes on these situations we actually get very serious and I can get deep.
Yeah, I don't know what it is because I feel like,
awkward saying that to you on the edge of the bed. Right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, you good? Yeah, it's intimate. This is the intimate couch. This is where we go. Just give it all
sorry,
out.
Sorry, my tears. I can bring tissues.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a very romantic guy, I guess.
On camera.
You're lucky we're on camera a lot. That works out.
I mean, I compliment you all the time. Every time you have had your shirt off lately, I'm like, dang, you look big.
I look big?
The things that you want to hear, I'm like trying to make sure I say
that. I remember the last thing you said. I said, I've never heard that in my life.
No, your arms looked like
over compliment.
Thick. Like they looked hard.
Hard, thick.
Big, whatever.
Swole. Yeah, no, I think we love each other. I'm pretty sure.
Anything going on in the world that you want to talk about? Like anything crazy happening or happened or funny or
you know, I don't know why it feels weird to talk about, but this helicopter thing's really cool to me.
Yeah.
It's really cool to me. The freedom. And it's weird that I haven't filmed it. There's something very weird about doing this off camera that feels really good. Like I feel like it's something I have that I'm learning, I'm experiencing, I'm focusing on without knowing, trying to entertain a camera or bring the viewer along. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's something very personal.
Like you haven't even done an Instagram photo.
There's not been one. And it's just weird. I've never felt like that in my life. It just feels really good to kind of like be doing something just for me.
That's cool.
Just for me. It's weird.
How is it?
It's magical. It's magical. Sometimes it's hard to go back home. It really is. I could just keep flying. We could just go. No, but the excitement is purely driven by what I can do with my family as soon as I'm a pilot.
Yeah, I cannot
wait.
That's
the excitement. The freedom is unreal.
You
literally start this baby up and we can go wherever we want. It's dope.
Yeah.
I wasn't raised to know that that was an option in life.
Right.
If you could reach and you could grab that, you can do it. And I didn't understand the freedoms of a helicopter. You know? I didn't realize
it was that freedom. Yeah, I mean,
you wouldn't. So yeah, maybe soon I will bring you guys along. I'm coming up on my solo flights, which means I have to fly solo for 10 hours. And that I would be silly not to film a little bit of. I should put a GoPro in there.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's going to be something my kids could watch too.
Why does that like make my heart go crazy?
I'm so excited.
Like he's still going to be in there with you, right?
No. No, no. 10 hours with nobody in that helicopter. Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why can't he just be there in case there's an emergency?
He's there right now. I'm preparing for solo flying. Just to send me off.
And then when you're done, should I take my...
So I do 10 training? Hours that way. Then I have to take a test. So basically by the time I can fly with a passenger, I have the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's set up really well. And you don't do these solos until you can solo. Period. It's really fun. And I think I could inspire a lot of people with this stuff on this journey. But for the moment, I'm sure randomly you're just going to see some Instagram photo. Oh, Roman's flying. But yeah, I don't know. It's been very personal.
That's
very
cool.
Personal experience that I have not had in 13 years where I've done something that I found joy in off camera. Usually be like, I have to film this. I have to show the viewers.
Right.
I need to show this. It's weird. And it's one of the coolest things I've ever done. How weird is that?
It is weird.
Yeah. Anyways. Now that I've been doing it, you talked about doing it. How do you feel now?
I think you explaining how hard it was in the beginning kind of threw me off a little bit. And then also the pilot that's training you, I'm just like, oh, am I going to be comfortable? Am I going to be like, I feel like right now, if I'd be like, okay, I want an hour to train, it's taken away from your time.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to do that right now, but maybe after you're done,
yeah.
If he has time or I don't know.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to be a pilot and we're going to fly and we're going to do date nights and we're going to travel and you're going to learn a lot through that.
Yeah.
And then you're going to decide, should I take the 40 hours and do the paperwork? That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I think I'll want to. I don't want to take away from your time right now.
I think it'd be legendary if we were both certified pilots.
Yeah.
Because then when you're flying, especially with a family, you have a backup.
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody that's capable of flying if something goes wrong.
And that's probably the main reason.
That'd be awesome.
I would.
You should at least know the gist of it.
Right.
It's cool. This doesn't relate to so many people. You're probably bored. But yeah, it's just something in my life I'm doing. You guys will see it. I'm excited to show it. I just personally, I think I'm so focused on learning and being a great pilot. I don't want, this is the one thing in my life, there's no joking around. This isn't you take the car and run it into the pool.
Yeah.
This is very serious. It's fun, but it's serious. It's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I'm at mentally.
Yeah.
It's like I'm doing this for the future and I'm taking my time and I'm clocking the hours and just doing what I got to do. And that's it. Besides the helicopter, though, this podcast is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love it. And we have so much. I've never been in a position in my career where I'm in the guest's hands. I'm always the guest. Right? So I'm always, this is when I can do it. But now, like, hey, you want to be on the podcast? Now I'm in their hands of like, well, this is when they're available.
Yeah, that's really hard for us.
And that doesn't always work when we're running a weekly show. Right?
Yeah, and so like have this a family week, and have a...
I would have loved to have a dope guest this week. Right? Mm-hmm. I only wanted to do these once a month. But now we're... I think we've done two or three episodes in between, which is great. I want this to be an important part of our show, just me and you and or me, you and whoever. But yeah, I love it. You guys know I love it.
I love it too. I just...
There's some days I catch you on a bad day.
Yeah. I just have really off days sometimes.
You need to do them on not gym days because that kills you and then you got to go do podcasts.
No, I think it's Mondays.
Mm.
Like... Because this podcast will be uploaded this Wednesday and there's just so much pressure that it's like...
Got to turn it around.
And it's Monday and there's a million other things going on and it's like the start of the week and the first day back and the, it's just like...
Once we get a couple ahead, it'll take that pressure off.
Yeah.
It will. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
It already is awesome.
It's still a baby.
And I love it, but...
The pressure increases the bigger it gets. So you have to get work.
I think for me, I like this, but like if someone would be like, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? I'd be like, no.
Oh, you would be great. No. You'd be so good.
I don't I think for here it's like I feel comfortable talking to you.
Well, you wouldn't sit like this, that's for sure. You wouldn't just
sit like this.
Sprawl out. Okay.
Kind of holding a ball.
Short and sweet, little intimate, little juice there. And just you know, little catch up on our life.
Yeah, that was a banger episode. There were so many emotions.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you guys again for not subscribing. Thank
you guys
for helping us snowball this channel. It's just rolling. Again, this is not a 6-month plan for me. This is a 5-year podcast plan. This is not... I don't expect success from this for many years. So where it's at is way above what I ever thought.
I feel like it's already success, right?
Yeah, of course. But longevity is important to me. I'm not a short-term person on anything. So grab onto something and stick with us. We're going to be here for many, many, many episodes, at least 3 more. We love you guys. You are absolutely beautiful. You're one of a kind. Smile more. I love it.
I'm sweating so bad.
Yeah, because we kill the AC at the beginning of every episode. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I think it was just like topics and stuff.
Yeah,
I just
get you hot and flustered.
Can't breathe. My hair is all wild and crazy.
Well, I had a lot of fun. That was fun.